This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love.
Well, I don't know if we're going to fall in love or whether we are on the road to romance, but I can tell you what, you're going to be faced right now with just under 2 hours of easy jazz with me, John Redman, coming to you live at a Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay. And today is Friday, the 27th of June, 2025. Yes, we've had the, was it the shortest day or longest, one of the two anyway, and it doesn't feel like winter. I just, the other day I thought, day before yesterday I was out and I thought, it doesn't feel like winter. It was a beautiful afternoon. But anyway, the seasons change. And I hope that we don't. Okay, so, as I say, Easy Jazz with John Redman. Yeah, you're probably listening on your radio on 1431 AM or 104.7 FM. Or you could be like a lot of people around the world listening to this program through their smart devices because they've gone onto a search engine and they've typed in www.radiohawksbay.org.nz and they're finished up by listening on or through their smart devices. Right. Regular listeners will know that the first track that I play every week is the last track I played from the week before, where you only got a few bars and this time you're going to get everything right from the very start. So, here's last week's last track that you're going to get in full. The late American jazz guitarist Larry Coryell recorded an album in Japan in 1983, and he had Fumio Karashima on piano, Ikuo Sakurai on bass, and Motohiko Hino on the drums. And they are ready right now to bring us a nice laid-back version of that Thelonious Monk very well-known tune, which is called Round Midnight. Thank you. Well, that was an abrupt stop, wasn't it? Anyway, that was the late, great American jazz guitarist Larry Coryell, and that track was from an album he recorded in Japan in 1983, and the tune, of course, was the very well-known Thelonious Monk tune, Round Midnight. Well, welcome all you listeners, wherever you may be, whether you are here locally in Hawke's Bay or whether you're somewhere else in New Zealand or if you're anywhere in the great big wide world. Welcome to Easy Jazz with John Ribman today, Friday the 27th of June 2025. Now, in 2003, the Canadian singer, composer and everything else that he does, Michael Bublé, released his third album, which is called Michael Bublé. It was released, believe it or not, on two different labels, 143 Records and Reprise Records. Now, here's Michael Bublé singing a song often referred to as one of the best love songs ever. I quite agree with that, too. The tune is called That's All. It was written in 1952 by Alan Brandt and Bob Hames. And I suggest, listen to the lyrics. If you're a romantic, if there is someone that you're in love with, have a listen to the lyrics. Michael Bublé from 2003 with That's All.
I can only give you love that lasts forever, and the promise to be near each time you call, and the only heart I own for you and you alone, that's all, that's all. I can only give you country walks in springtime, and a hand to hold when leaves begin to fall, and a love whose burning light will warm the winter night. That's all. That's all. There are those, I am sure, who have told you they would give you the world for toy. All I have are these arms to enfold you, and a love can never destroy. If you're wondering what I'm asking in return, dear, you'll be glad to know that my demands are small. Say it's me that you adore for now and evermore. That's all. That's all. Say it's me that you'll adore for now and evermore. That's all.
Well done, Mr. Bublé. He sang that love song just the way it ought to be sung. Michael Bublé from 2003, from his album called Michael Bublé, and he sang the 1952 Alan Brandt and Bob Hames song, That's All. Now, a couple of my regular listeners are in hospital at the moment. Diane from Bluff Hill in Napier, and Chris from Tarradale. So wishing them both get well soon and get back home so that you can be back with your families and, of course, that you can listen again to Easy Jazz with John Redman. Bit big-headed, that, wasn't it? Here's a different one. The first two were nice sort of laid-back tracks. This is different. Listen to this. Hit the Road, Jack, a song written by the rhythm and blues singer Percy Mayfield and first recorded by Ray Charles. The song was a US number one hit in 1961. Now, Peter White is an English musician and composer. He plays guitar, piano, accordion and harmonica, not all at the same time, though. And he's known for his 20-year collaboration with Al Stewart, the Scottish singer and songwriter. Anyway, in 2014, Peter White recorded a nice short guitar piece with the vocal backing of Hit the Road, Jack. And for you, here it is. Yeah, that was a nice finger snapper, wasn't it? And toe tapper. That the man who played the guitar was called Peter White, an English musician and composer, and he had a vocal backing there as he played for us that Hit the Road Jack, which was written, as I say, by a man called Percy Mayfield, rhythm and blues singer. But yeah, that was good. Well, that lifted up spirits a bit, I think. The song Oye Como Va is a 1962 cha-cha-cha song by Tio Puente, originally released on Tico Records on an album called El Rey Bravo. And the song itself achieved worldwide popularity, even more so when it was covered by the American rock group Santana for their CBS Records album called Abraxas. The version I'm going to play you now was recorded in 1971 as a single. And Oye Como Va, in case you didn't know, in Spanish means how are you? So here it is. How are you in Spanish? And it's sung by the American rock group Santana. Here we go.
Thank you.
Oye Como Va was the name of that tune, and it's what I call a great hip swinger. You can imagine people dancing to that, swinging their hips. And that recording that you heard was released in 1971 as a single, and Oye Como Va means, of course, as I said before, how are you? And the group that played that for us was Santana. To anyone out there who is listening and who is, you don't have to be a regular listener. You might be a listener for the first time. If you're crook, if you're not well, then I wish you that you get better soon and get back to normal. It is that time of year, of course, when people tend to get problems, particularly if they've got sort of as my mother always used to say, chesty problems. And so if you're not up to the maximum of your limit today, then get well soon anyway. But enjoy the music as we go along to until noon today. Here's one that I recorded way back with the Sidcup Symphony Orchestra in London. It's called It Might As Well Be Spring. I played it last week, I remember, by a lady singer. It's a song from the 1945 film State Fair, and it's the only original film score that won an Oscar. It was written by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II. So this is me, your host, singing with the Sidcup Symphony Orchestra. It might as well be spring. Mind, it's not that far off, is it?
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I am starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I were somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, and hearing words that I have never heard from a girl I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well be spring.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that was me, John Redman, your host, singing for you the 1945 song written by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II, called It Might As Well Be Spring. Now, I've got to say that in that song, you heard the words that I feel so gay in a melancholy way. Back then, gay meant happy. Happy, not what it means today. Because I've sung that song and people have taken the mic. And I have to say, no. It means happy. That's what it used to mean anyway. The time is now, let me have a look, 10:33 a.m. on this Friday, the 25th. Is it 25th? No, 27th. 27th of June. 2025. I've got a live recording coming up right now, made in Amsterdam, in the Netherlands, on the 11th of August in 1983. Tommy Flanagan is on piano, Rufus Reed is on the bass, Billy Hart is on drums, Emily Remler and Herb Ellis are on guitars, and I invite you to please enjoy their version of one of my favourite tunes, a tune written in 1940 by Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke. It's called Polka Dots and Moonbeams.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. We'd like to invite Emily back. She and I are going to play one guitar duet, and then we're going to finish up with the entire ensemble. Emily. There she is. Thank you.
Well, you've got to admit that those two guitarists were absolutely great. Emily Remler and Herb Ellis, both of them actually have passed on now. Emily died very young. She died in Australia at 32 years of age, complications with drug use. Herb died basically of old age. But yes, you've got to admit that was quite a nice version of that beautiful tune called Polka Dots and Moonbeams. It is just a fantastic. I just love that song. When I first heard the song, I must admit that I used to think, like the opening lyrics are, a country dance was being held in a garden. I felt a bump and heard, "Oh, I beg your pardon." And suddenly I saw polka dots and moonbeams all around a pug-nosed dream. And I thought, yeah, the lyrics are a bit strange. Pug-nosed, not a dog, is it? And then, of course, it dawned on me that when that song was written back in 1940, if a woman had a pug nose, a slightly turned-up nose, then obviously it was a beautiful thing to see. Anyway, moving on, here's another track from that live recording made in Amsterdam in Holland on the 11th of August 1983. And this one features Tommy Flanagan on piano with a tune he wrote called Minor Mishap. He's got Rufus Reed on bass and Billy Hart on the drums. No guitarists on this one, just Tommy Flanagan piano, Rufus Reed on bass, Billy Hart on the drums, with Tommy Flanagan's own composition, which is called simply Minor Mishap.
Emily Remler speelde Monen van Bobby Timmons van het Jazz Messenger stuk uit 58. Daarna hoorden we Herb Ellis met Here's That Rainy Day and Things Ain't What They Used To Be. Dan beide gitaren zonder het Tommy Flanagan trio, Polka Dots and Moonbeams.
Now here's an original composition. This is called Minor Mishap. Thank you.
and a very appreciative audience there. That was Tommy Flanagan on piano, Rufus Reed on bass, Billy Hart on drums. A live recording made in Amsterdam on the 11th of August, 1983. A tune written by the pianist, Tommy Flanagan, was called Minor Mishap. Tommy Flanagan, for many years, was Ella Fitzgerald's pianist. Okay, we've got another vocal coming up now. And in 2006, High Note Records released an album called Because of You, Freddie Cole Sings Tony Bennett. Now, Freddie, of course, was the youngest brother of Nat King Cole. And Freddie died in Atlanta, Georgia, USA, on the 27th of June, 2020, aged 88. Anyway, from the album, here's Freddie doing the vocals, John Martino on piano, Houston Pearson on tenor sax, Peter Washington on bass, and Kenny Washington on the drums. And they're going to bring us a song written originally for Billie Holiday in 1937. And because the album is called Freddie Sings Tony Bennett, Tony Bennett recorded this song in 1967. But you're getting the 2006 version of Getting Some Fun Out of Life, sung by Mr. Freddie Cole.
When we want to love, we love. When we want to kiss, we kiss. With our little petting, we're getting some fun out of life. When we want to work, we work. When we want to play, we play. In our happy setting, we're getting some fun out of life. Maybe we do the right thing, maybe we do the wrong. Just spending each day wending our way along. But when we want to sing, we sing. When we want to dance, we dance. You can do your betting that we're getting some fun out of life. Thank you. want to love, we love. When we want to kiss, we kiss. With our little petting, we're getting some fun out of life. When we want to work, we work. When we want to play, we play. In our happy setting, we're getting some fun out of life. Maybe we do the right thing. Maybe we do the wrong. Just spending each day, wending our way along. But when we want to sing, we sing. When we want to dance, we dance. You can do your betting that we're getting some fun out of life.
Here's Houston Pearson on Tenor Sax Fades Away. That brings us to the end of Freddie Cole from 2006, singing a song originally written for Billie Holiday, called Getting Some Fun Out of Life. And Freddie Cole did the vocals, John Martino, piano, Houston Pearson on tenor sax, Peter Washington bass, Kenny Washington on the drums. Now, Freddie Cole, of course, he wasn't just a singer. He was a pianist, composer, and singer, just like his older brother, Nat King Cole. Okay, it is now, let me gotta have a look, 10:59. So at the time I talked to you about Radio Hawke's Bay, we are rapidly approaching our 30th year. We started off being called Radio Kidnappers, but about 3 years ago, we decided to change that because people kept referring us to Cape Kidnappers Radio, Radio of Cape Kidnappers. So we're now Radio Hawke's Bay and have been for the last sort of just about 2 or 3 years now. Now, we actually broadcast 24 hours a day, 365 days of the year. If you live in this local area and you have a radio, you can get us on one of two frequencies, 1431 AM or 104.7 FM. But you keep hearing me saying that if you've got a smart device, you can actually go to your search engine, Google or whatever, and you just type in www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz. And our website, our homepage comes up. And on that particular page, there's everything you need to know about this radio station. You can, for example, or you'll notice, I would say, there's a circle. It says Listen Live. Now, if you click on that circle, then you'll be able to listen to anything and everything that's being played on Radio Hawke's Bay at the time. There's loads of information on there. You can find our schedule. Who's on when, at what time, on what day. You can learn about the broadcasters. You can learn about the permanent staff here, the dream team. And bear in mind that although this program, Easy Jazz with John Redman, is a jazz program, we are not principally a music station. Yes, my friend Ian Hunt has a program called Two for Jazz, which he broadcasts on Tuesdays from 4 until 6 p.m. And we have a great variety of other music. We have classical music, rock music, pop music, bluegrass music, country and western music, everything. But we're still not a music station. We have many, many, many programs that are not musical programs. And, of course, if you go to that search engine and type in www.radiohawksbay.org.nz, you can actually look at the schedule and you'll see what brilliant programs we have. We cater for people. We are a community access media station. We're a station that can put you, the local person, on air. Simple as that. So we have programs that go out in Hindi, in Te Reo Māori, and various other languages, in Mandarin, because we're a community access radio station. Okay? So that's basically about us. So you know where we're at. Now, the station is in the middle of the city of Hastings in the province of Hawke's Bay in New Zealand. And I am live nearly every Friday. I try not to miss. Sometimes I have to. But I'm normally here every Friday from 10 until noon live with this program of Easy Jazz with John Redman. All right, let's move on and get some more music, shall we? There's a big band coming up right now. I know a lot of you like big band music. This is the band of the British band leader Vic Lewis. The recording that I'm about to play for you was done for Concept Records in London in 1984. Now, it features the American flugelhorn player Shorty Richards, and backed by Vic Lewis's big band, Shorty is going to play for us a tune written by Bill Holman. And guess what it's called? It's called Shorty. Got it? Shorty. And it's played for us by Shorty Rogers with the Vic Lewis Big Band. Here we go. That was a 1984 recording made in London in the UK in 1984, as I say. And it featured the Vic Lewis Big Band, and in particular, the lead musician there was the American flugelhorn player Shorty Rogers. And the tune that they played was called Shorty. Very nice indeed. A shout out now to Mike Mack, who is 57 today. Happy birthday, mate. And I hope you enjoy your meal out tonight with the family. Maybe one of them will pay, because it's your birthday. Anyway, carry on, John. I've got a lady singer coming up now called Nenna Freelon. Now, I'll just tell you, Nenna, her first name, is written N-N-E-N-N-A. So Nenna, I say Nenna Freelon. She was born in 1954. She's an American jazz singer. She's a composer, a producer, and she also arranges music as well. I'm going to bring you a track from Columbia Records album, from a Columbia Records album that she made in 1992, called simply Nenna Freelon. So you're going to hear her sing, backed by a studio orchestra, a song written by Ned Washington and Victor Young. And again, it's a good old favorite jazz standard, this one. Nenna Freelon, just about to sing for us this Ned Washington, Victor Young song, Stella by Starlight.
That rippled by a nook where two lovers hide. Oh, great symphonic theme, that Stella by starlight, and not a dream. Oh, great, what? everything on earth to me.
The singer was Nena Freelon, and she made that song, Stella by Starlight, in 1992 on a Columbia Records album called Nena Freelon. Great singer. Nice studio band, studio orchestra behind her as well. Yeah, very nice. Let's have a look at the time. 11:16 a.m. on Friday, the 27th of June, 2025. Soon be July. It's only 30 days in June, you know. But, okay. The next one is what you might call a little frantic. Don't call it little frantic. It is a little frantic. The tune is called Double Talk, and it was written by the master of the vibraphone, Lionel Hampton. And it was recorded by Lionel and his orchestra in 1946. And when I say a little frantic, when you hear it, you might understand what I mean. So Lionel Hampton and orchestra from 1946 with Lionel Hampton's own composition, which is called... A Double Talk. Thank you. Well, I did say it was a frantic record coming up, didn't I? And I must admit to you that that tune was not deliberately speeded up by me or anyone else but me. It was recorded at that specific speed. And, of course, the tune was called Double Talk, hence it was played in double time. And it was written by Lionel Hampton, and the recording I played was that tune, Double Talk, recorded by Lionel Hampton and his orchestra in 1946. Yeah, a bit frantic, wasn't it? Well, now I've got a June 1948 recording for you, which went out on Blue Note Records. And this one features a trumpeter called McKinley Durham with a tune he wrote, which he called The Thin Man. Now, he's got Walter Bishop on piano, Howard Bow on trombone, Ed Gregory on alto sax, Ernest Thompson on baritone sax, Orlando Wright on tenor sax, Laverne Baker on bass, and Art Blakey on the drums. So from 1948, here's McKinley Durham with a composition he wrote called The Thin Man, backed by his own jazz group. Okay, Thin Man is the name, and Thin Man is the game right now. Nice catchy tune, that one, wasn't it? The tune was called The Thin Man. It was written by the trumpeter that you heard on the track, McKinley Durham, and that was recorded for Blue Note Records in 1948. And there were three saxophones, a trombone, a bass, and a set of drums. Nice little solo by the trombone player there, a guy called Howard Bow. Right, move on, John. We've only got 35 minutes left. My goodness. Two for the Road is a 1980 Concord jazz album by the jazz singer Carmen McRae and the blind jazz pianist George Shearing. And I'm going to ask you to enjoy this mix of a blind pianist, but a brilliant pianist, and a lady singer of impeccable taste and voice. They're going to bring us a song written by Burton Lane and Alan J. Lerner called Too Late Now. The singer is Carmen McRae. The pianist is George Shearing. The tune is called Too Late Now.
Way we cling when we've danced a while. Too late now to forget and go on to someone new. Too late now to forget your voice. The way one word makes my heart rejoice. Too late now to imagine myself away from you. All the things we've done together I relive when we're apart. All the tender stays on in my heart. How could I ever close the door and be the same as I was before? Darling, no, no, I can't anymore. It's too late now.
Song was called Too Late Now, written by Burton Lane and Alan J. Lerner. The singer was Carmen McRae, and the pianist was Sir George Shearing. And the recording was made in 1980, and it is on an album called Two for the Road that was released by Concord Jazz. I'm always amazed that people who are blind can play such brilliant piano. I mean, Ray Charles did it, George Shearing, and there's a gentleman in Spain, in Barcelona, called Ignasi, who is also blind, and he plays some brilliant, absolutely brilliant jazz with the San Andreu Jazz Band. I mean, I don't know how they do it, but they do it so well. Have a listen now to a recording made by a Wellington, New Zealand-based group called Old King Cole. Old, that's apostrophe O-L-E, Old King Cole. It's a piano, bass, and guitar blend. And they blend together, they certainly do, on a tune I'm going to play you now, which is called, it's a long title, so listen. It's called Don't Let Your Eyes Go Shopping for Your Heart. Don't Let Your Eyes Go Shopping for Your Heart. And there's a very nice vocal on this one. Okay, so this is from Wellington, New Zealand. A trio of piano, bass and guitar with a vocal. Don't Go Shopping. Don't let your eyes go shopping for your heart. And here we go.
Don't let your eyes go shopping for your heart. They only see the things that are in view. A cover doesn't make a book, a work of art. To know its worth, you've got to read it through and through. You must realize that rule also applies to romance. When you seek a mate, that's true. Love at sight. Take your time, make sure it's right. Don't let your eyes go shopping for your heart. Thank you. stopping for your heart. They only see the things that are in view. A cover doesn't make a book, a work of art. To know its worth, you've got to read it through and through. You must realize that rule also applies to romance. When you seek a mate that's true, beware of love at sight. Take your time, make sure it's right. Don't let your eyes go shopping for your heart. Don't let your eyes go shopping for your heart.
Some nice music there. From Wellington, New Zealand, by a New Zealand-based group called Old King Cole. Piano, bass, guitar. With the tune, Don't Let Your Eyes Go Shopping for Your Heart. Now, in December 1965, the American trumpeter Woody Shaw recorded an album in New York. However, that album was not released until 1983. And you've heard me say so many times on this program that quite often a person or a group or whatever will record an album in a studio, and at that time the studio bosses will say, yeah, well, we, you know, not quite the right time for this. We'll put it in store. In storage, and we'll see what it's like later on. Well, here's a classic example, recorded in 1965 and released in 1983. And it was released in that year by Muse Records under the title In the Beginning. And I've got for you a track from that album, In the Beginning, with Woody Shaw on trumpet, Herbie Hancock on piano, Joe Henderson on tenor sax, Paul Chambers on bass, and Joe Chambers on the drums. And the tune written by Woody Shaw, the trumpeter, is called Tetragon, T-E-T-R-A-G-O-N, Tetragon. Woody Shaw is the trumpeter. Thank you. Was a tune called Tetragon that was actually recorded, as I said, in 1965, but not released until 1983. And it involved the American trumpeter called Woody Shaw. Muse Records eventually sent it out in 1983 under the title In the Beginning. So Woody on trumpet, Herbie Hancock piano, Joe Henderson was on the tenor sax, Paul Chambers on bass, Joe Chambers on the drums. Right, now, let's have a look at the time. Yep, time is running out now. Oh, by the way, I meant to say to you, some of you will remember that in February of this year, I actually sang a cappella at the Havelock North Function Centre, at the concert called Round the Piano. Well, the news is that it is likely that in November I shall be back at Round the Piano at the Havelock North Function Centre with me doing the vocals, Steve Miller on that beautiful big Steinway grand piano, and David Day on bass. And at this particular time, I think we're going to do the whole hour. So you're going to get a whole hour of some nice, easy jazz. Good, eh? Pretty good. Right, let's get on, because time is running out. Ernie Andrews was born in 1927. He died 2022. He was an American jazz blues singer. He died when he was 94. Good age, eh? Muse Records released an album in 1993, which they called No Regrets, and it features Ernie Andrews singing with Junior Mance on piano, Houston Person on tenor sax, Jimmy Ponder on guitar, Ray Drummond on bass, and Mike Carville on the drums. And the song that Ernie's going to sing for us was written in 1944, by a songwriter called Sam Stept, S-T-E-P-T, Sam Stept. And the song is called When They Ask About You. The singer is Ernie Andrews.
When long time ago, a second lieutenant named Spears.
God, I pushed the wrong one again. I must be getting, you know, it's obviously I get tired or something, or maybe it's just my age, but that was not Ernie Andrews. That was the tune after Ernie Andrews. But let's go back, and here's Ernie Andrews from 1993 with a song called When They Ask About You.
When I go for a walk and meet old friends we knew, we sit around and talk, and then they ask about you. What's the good if I say that you and I are through? I'll tell them you're okay. When they ask about you, they wondered where we'd been, why we never called. I'll take it on the chin until the teardrops fall. They don't mean to be small, but if they only knew, they're stepping on my hall. When they ask about you, about you, they're stepping on my heart. When
Ernie Andrews was the singer with Junior Mance on piano, Houston Person on tenor sax, Jimmy Ponder, guitar, Ray, drum and bass, Mike Carvel on the drums. The song written in 1944 is called When They Ask About You. That was a nice one, really, wasn't it? I thought it was, anyway. Okay, well, we've got about 6 minutes to go. Whew, not long at all, is it? Anyway, wherever you are, wherever you're listening from, whether you're local here to Hawke's Bay or anywhere in New Zealand or anywhere else in the whole wide world, if you're listening and if you like the program, Easy Jazz with John Redman, why don't you tell somebody? All you got to do is ring the station here or go online and type in Radio Hawke's Bay to see what the email is and say, yeah, Easy Jazz with John Redman. What a load of rubbish that is. Or, yes, I enjoyed that program. Da-da-da-da. Anyway, I want you to listen to the lyrics on this next song. The American singer Eddie Jefferson recorded an album in 1977 for a company called Fuchsia Records. Fuchsia, like the flower, fuchsia. And the album is called The Main Man. And one of the songs he sings on it is the song, listen, Benny's from Heaven. Not Pennies from Heaven, Benny. B-E-N-N-Y apostrophe S. Benny's from Heaven. It was written by Arthur Johnson and Johnny Burke and adapted from their original song called Pennies from Heaven. Listen, please, carefully to the lyrics. Eddie Jefferson, 1977, singing Benny's from Heaven. Listen to the lyrics.
A long time ago, a second lieutenant named Spears returned to the States after staying overseas 3 years. His wife said, welcome home, dear. But since you've been gone, you see, we've been blessed with a darling baby, and a cute little one is he. She took the baby in her arms and said, Benny is his name. He says, I've been gone away 3 years, darling, can't you please explain? So I won't be so dumb. Tell me, where did little Benny come from? And every time he'd ask, she'd say, Benny's from Heaven. His face got red, but still she repeatedly said, Benny's from Heaven. He says, I've asked the neighbors that come around, but no one can seem to remember Benny coming down. Now about, he said, about a little thing like this, I ordinarily shouldn't bother. He said, but mama, what little I know about children, I'm sure they gotta have fathers. And as I look at Benny, he said, I can't plainly see Benny must be from Heaven, 'cause he darn sure ain't for me.
Hey, I've got to get out of here, guys. So we'll let Benny's from Heaven go to the end, and that'll be me finished for the day, just about. So thank you for listening to this program of Easy Jazz with John Redman on Friday the 27th of June. God willing, I'll be back next week with another nearly 2 hours of easy jazz. So take care out there, whatever you do. For goodness sake, be careful. Remember to love the ones that you love, because they love you back even more. Now, we might just go on a little bit longer. I'm supposed to finish with music, but sometimes it comes so close. So anyway, God bless you all. Hopefully see you next week. John Redman and Easy Jazz going out. Bye-bye for now.
You must have showers. And when you hear a thunder, don't run under a tree, cause there'll be bad from heaven for you and me. Hey, there'll be bad from heaven for you and me.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.